Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So happy to have you with me on the opening of the PGA Tour's wraparound season. It's here again, a couple weeks off, and we're back at it. The 2016-2017 season begins today from the Silverado Country Club in Napa Valley, California. We'll talk a lot about that event, a little bit about the Ryder Cup. I was not on the air last week due to the hurricane. Thank you for bearing with me. Everybody where I am survived okay, but it was a big scare. So we didn't have a show last week. So we'll talk about the Ryder Cup. We'll talk about Tiger. We will have a strategy for your game and, of course, my predictions on the first event of the year. And so let's get right to it. The Ryder Cup was not nearly as close as I had hoped. It was almost exactly, however, how I predicted. I had it 18-10, the U.S. It ended up being 17-11. It played out pretty much the way I thought it would. The rookies for the Euros could not come through. The putting was a big difference for them. I knew that was going to be an issue. The greens are so much different here in America, especially the way the PGA of America set them up. And so that's the way it's supposed to be. You set up the home course the way you want it. We did have some great golf, some terrific matches. Obviously, the McIlroy-Reed match was a classic. The Mickelson-Sergio Garcia, likewise, a classic match. And so, you know, as Ryder Cups go, there was a lot less drama than you hoped for, but it did play out the way you thought it would. I mean, think about it. Six rookies are not going to beat that stacked, fabulous lineup for the Americans. So the Ryder Cup is in the books, and there'll be another one in 2 years and a lot of talk about it leading up. Too much talk for me, but that's okay. Most people love the talk. Okay, Tiger Woods was supposed to tee it up this week. Last Thursday, he committed to play in the tournament, and on Monday, he decommitted. Now, why? It wasn't his health. He's in good shape. He was practicing. He was ready to play. What happened? Speculation, and this is where I come in. My speculation is that he had a freeze, meaning he didn't think he could play well and didn't think he could win. For all the time that he's been out, we have said he will never play again unless he thinks he can win. Now, the problem with that is the longer he waits, the harder it will be to come back. His health isn't going to get any better. That reaches a point of, yes, I'm ready to play physically. When you're not ready emotionally, though, it doesn't matter what your physical body says. It's better, in fact, if your emotional body says I can play and your physical body isn't perfect, you can play. But he couldn't play. And why? He just doesn't believe he can win. And he's going to have to probably ease back into this at some point. Now, you know, that isn't his strategy. That isn't his mindset. And his perfectionism could end up actually backfiring and ruining him. He is not going to ever win another tournament. I said that 10 months ago, I said he would never win another tournament because he wants it too badly. And you can't. You just have to have all the processes and systems in place and let it happen. It's the same reason why Phil will never win again. And again, I said that many times because it just has to happen. You cannot force it. In today's golf, the players are too good. And they're ready to jump on you those last nine holes if you can't finish the golf tournament. 63 holes won't do it. So that's my take on Tiger, that he got a little stage fright. And this is a big deal because he has now dropped out of the Turkish. He will play, he says, in the Hero, but that doesn't count. That's 16 players. That's not a golf tournament. There's a no cut in that. There's no worry. It's more of a charity event, which is wonderful, but it's not a PGA Tour event. So it doesn't count, no matter what he does. Maybe, though, he feels like he can ease into things a little bit better under those circumstances, and that's fine. You know, I don't have a problem with that, but until you put that, you know, you're putting your toe in the water, that's one thing, but diving in and letting that cold water get at you and swim through it, that's when it counts. In the foxhole, no amount of preparation, no amount of practice, no amount of money games with his friends will do it. Nothing until he gets in a regular PGA Tour event. Okay, so we'll see. Meantime, Phil is in the event. There's 144 players teeing it up, 8 major champions, and the headline player, of course, is Phil Mickelson. But this is the first event that all the Web.com Tour qualifiers who got through and got their cards, those 25 plus 25, are eligible to play, and a lot of them are in this event. Some of them couldn't get in because we had a lot of guys from the regular tour get in who had more seniority. Always tough getting in golf tournaments. They all tried, I'm sure, to get in. Let's take a look, if you will, at some of the groupings that I like, and pairings, if you will, to start with. Justin Thomas with Paul Casey and Wesley Bryan. Wesley Bryan being the, if you will, the medalist in the first round of the Web.com Tour. Vaughn Taylor with David Lingmuth and Chris Kirk. That's a good group. Scott Piercy with Matt Kuchar and Kevin Na. Veteran group there. Keegan Bradley with Troy Merritt and Johnny Vegas. Webb Simpson, Hunter Mahan trying to come off a bad year, and Aaron Badley off the win and a contract with Ping to use their Ping equipment. We just saw that today. Let's take a look. Lucas Glover with Carl Peterson and Jeff Ogilvie. That's the only group with 2 major champions. And let's see. Mickelson is playing with Billy Haas and the defending champion, Emilio Grillo. He got off to a good start. Anyone in this event, what you want to do, if you can win this tournament, boy, are you in good shape for the whole year. Here's an interesting group. 3 guys that all won last year, young guys for the most part, Billy Hurley III, Peter Malnati, and Smiley Kaufman. How interesting is that? David Toms, excuse me, the oldest player in the field, with Nick Watney and James Hahn. Now, Nick Watney is significant because he missed most of last year. That would be the 2015-2016 season with injuries. And it's great to see him back from that part of the country. He'll have a huge, huge following. Great to see Nick Watney. I'm interested to see how well he plays. Kevin Streelman with John Curran and Patrick Rogers. So those are a handful of groups that I'm interested in looking at. Well, I mean, we're interested in everything, but we're going to talk about those groups, and I'll have my picks momentarily. Meantime, I will now give you my strategy for today. And my strategy for today is under pressure, slow down. Pretend you're playing in slow motion. Slow-mo. Slow down. Don't be in such a hurry. And because the heartbeat and your adrenaline is flowing. So to counteract that, which is anti what you want it to be, slow down. Take a deep breath. Move slower. Think longer. Talk out loud, as always, but even more so. Talk yourself into a great shot. Relax, and especially, most important, is don't squeeze the golf club. that it would be the tendency under pressure, the opposite, release the pressure on the golf club. That allows the golf club to come through the hitting zone with much, much more power. So do that. Think consciously. Think, okay, I'm under pressure. I've got a four-footer. By the way, the putt is no different than a drive or a fairway wood or a seven iron. Take it easy. Slow down. Think slow-mo. Slow motion. That is my strategy for today. Okay, now on to my picks at the Silverado Napa Valley, the first tournament of the year. Johnny Miller, the host. Great event. Television. It'll be fun. Phil's in it, if you're interested. Retief Goosen's in it. Here are my picks. Justin Thomas, Paul Casey, and Patrick Rogers, a local kid from Stanford. Justin Thomas, Paul Casey, and Patrick Rogers. Those are my picks. That is my show for this week. Sort of a little bit of an abbreviated show. Once again, thanks for bearing with me for last week. No show due to the hurricane. We're fine. We hope everyone else gets through it. A lot of flooding. Florida was hit hard in certain areas. Georgia, North and South Carolina. Tremendous floods, tremendous wind, lots of damage. And our heart goes out to the people who were affected in an adverse way. Meantime, once again, that's the show. Glad to have you with me. If you would like to talk to me about any subject at all on this show or what we've talked about in the past, love to hear from you. My email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. I get back to everyone. It may take me up to a day, but I promise I do get back to everyone who emails me. So until next week, Bob Geismar saying thank you once again for joining me on One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.